This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Northeastern Council, the apex statutory body for regional planning and development of India's 8 northeastern states, has recorded a total expenditure of ₹1,496.78 crore during the financial year. The expenditure includes ₹792.12 crore under schemes of NEC and ₹704.66 crore under the Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Scheme, roads. NEC's performance this year signals a decisive acceleration in the development trajectory of the Northeast. Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, has extended appreciation to Likha Nari Tadar, Mayor Itanagar Municipal Corporation, for the positive transformation she and her team have brought to the cleanliness and overall environment of the state capital, Itanagar. In an appreciation letter to the Mayor, the Governor said under the level leadership, the IMC has made commendable strides in maintaining hygiene and reinforcing the green identity and pride of the state. Such visible improvements reflect not only effective governance, but also a strong commitment to creating a healthier and more livable city for its residents, he added. Governor Parnayak also shared a copy of the green initiatives undertaken by the Black Cat Division in Sikkim, expressing confidence that the document will serve as a valuable reference and further inspire her team. The Arunachal Pradesh government plans to develop the Subansiri Lower Pondage into world-class mountain-cum-river tourism hub focused on ecotourism, adventure, culture and sustainable livelihoods. The pondage is part of the 2000 megawatt Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project, India's largest hydroelectric project on the Subansiri River. 4 units are operational, with full commissioning expected by December 2026. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has sought Prime Minister Modi's support and technical collaboration from central ministries. The model draws inspiration from Fewa Lake in Nepal, King Krachan in Thailand, Lake Como and Dolomite Lake circuits in Italy, and Milford Sound in New Zealand. The Central Board of Secondary Education will conduct the second phase of CBSE 10th exam 2026 from 15th May. The exam is optional for those students who want to improve their scores. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the 3 subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The board had announced the class 10th results for the first main exam on the 15th of this month. The initiative aligns with the National Education Policy 2020, which advocates for the alleviation of exam-related stress by providing students with a second opportunity within the same academic year. The Department of School Education today organized grand felicitation ceremony at Pare Hall, DK Convention Center, Itanagar, to honor the medal winners of the National School Games 2025-26. Chief Guest Tanyang Tatak, DSC, and Guest of Honor Nyamo Riba, DDSC, lauded the athletes and coaches for their dedication. The District Panchayat Resource Center building of East Siang District was formally inaugurated on Wednesday at Pasighat by Engineer Tanya Soki, Daporijo MLA, cum advisor to Minister PR and RD. In his address, he stated that Pasighat holds a special place as the birthplace of Panchayati institutions, recalling the contributions of the late Dying Iring. He further noted that the DPRC would promote digital education and empower Gram Sabha members at the village level. Meteorological Centre Itanagar has issued yellow alert of thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain at isolated places for Lohit and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has refuted some news reports suggesting a possible hike in petrol and diesel prices. The ministry has clarified that there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. It added that such news items are designed to create fear and panic amongst the citizens and are mischievous and misleading. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.